Chris Pallister steps out of the helicopter onto the snow-covered inner shore of Montague Island.
We couldn't land in here in the summertime. There's a bunch of huge logs and stuff in here.
Pallister is president of Gulf of Alaska Keeper. It's a brilliantly sunny day in early March, and Pallister's visiting Montague to get a handle on how much new debris washed up on the island over the winter. He also needs to check on debris his crew collected into heavy-duty bags called super sacks last summer. Pallister wants to make sure they held up over the punishing winter months.
I guess it's all right. I don't see any real damage here or anything.
He rummages through a bag perched on the edge of a huge mound of super sacks. The bag is open on top, but otherwise looks okay.
Tie it up so it doesn't blow away anymore.
And so describe what's in there, what's in the bag.
So anywhere from tiny little pieces of styrofoam all the way up to buoys and ropes and nets, but a tremendous amount of urethane foam and polystyrene foam and just plain styrofoam.
Pallister measures debris not by the pound, but by the ton. And on outer Montague Island, he estimates there's 20 to 30 tons of debris per mile. He guesses about half of it is from the tsunami, and half is the usual marine trash that's been washing up in increasing amounts for decades. Last summer, he used funding from the legislature and other sources to begin cleaning up the first 3 miles of the island's coast.
There's another almost 70 miles to do on this shoreline. And we spent probably close to 60 days cleaning these few miles that we did here. So this is a huge, huge problem. This island is really bad.
The state identified Montague as one of 9 priority areas for tsunami debris cleanup. There are other hot spots from the southern tip of southeast and as far west as the islands off of Kodiak. Japan gave the United States $5 million for cleaning up debris in all the West Coast states. So far, Alaska has received the biggest chunk of that money, $1 million. Elaine Bussey Floyd is a director at the Department of Environmental Conservation. She thinks the state will be able to make the case for more funding than other coastal states receive.
They really didn't get the quantities of debris that we did. Oregon has somewhere around 300 miles of coastline, and, you know, we would call that a day trip, okay? And they were able to put dumpsters and have volunteers go out, and they just had to empty a few dumpsters a little more often, and that's completely not the situation that Alaska is faced with.
Alaska's situation is vast coastline, often inaccessible even to small landing craft, combined with huge quantities of debris. Floyd is working on a federal grant application for more funding that would pay for a barge to pick up the super sacks Pallister and other groups are collecting. A helicopter would lift the sacks onto the barge, and then the trash would go to a recycling center in Seattle or landfill in Oregon. Pallister is hopeful that funding will come through. He says it will cost millions more just to clean Montague.
There's actually a lot of new stuff here.
He points out debris as he walks along the shale rock shore next to the surf.
That's an Asian bottle. Japanese. Look at all this plastic. This stuff was all just cleaned, in September.
Montague Island is a spectacular stretch of Alaska shoreline. Pallister says the island has some of the richest habitat in Prince William Sound. It's home to sea lions, brown bears, and has a strong silver salmon run. It's popular with local hunters, but few other people visit. Pallister is determined to clean it anyway.
People always ask me, why do you do this? Why would you keep doing this if it keeps coming back? And I just tell them that, you know, you clean your kitchen counters. This is where we get our sustenance in this state. The intertidal area is where a lot of our fishing resources and all that came from. So I say, this is our kitchen counter, and a rational person keeps their kitchen counters clean.
On his way back to the helicopter, Pallister compulsively picks up bottles and other small items and flings them above the tide line. He and his crew will be back to put them in super sacks later this summer. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.